Anybody home?
Yep, we're all at home. Even the even the little darlings. Bless them. Prepping you for a little more time on the inside. It's the home front on RN Drive.
Even with news of lockdown regulations easing, don't take that as a sign to give up on your newly found side hustle. If you're now feeling confident in selling your at-home made facial masks, or you've absolutely nailed isolation haircuts, some hilarious haircuts online, maybe it's time to take your side hustle online. It's a booming industry, the likes of DIY and sewing tutorials or beginners guitar lessons. But how do we stand out in a sea of wannabe vloggers and influencers? University of Queensland's entrepreneur in residence, Cameron Turner, joins us now for the home front. Hey, how are you going, Cameron?
Yeah, good. Patricia, how are you?
I'm all right. A little birdie told me the original version of YouTube was meant to be an online dating startup business. Is that right?
Yeah, look, it's a funny story, really, because, I mean, the first YouTube name was registered on Valentine's Day in 2005, funnily enough. And the idea, three guys thought that this would be a great idea to put videos of people on. And in fact, they even had a little branding called Tune In and Hook Up. And that was the idea. You'd put videos online and that way would be a way you'd find love. But it didn't work out too well for them.
No, clearly not. Do you currently have an isolation side hustle?
Look, I'm a lecturer at the university, but I also run a couple of small businesses, one of which is a consulting business. I work with companies. But what I've found is obviously I can't do any marketing at the moment or going around talking to people. So I've actually started a YouTube channel and started doing some interviews over Zoom, because I'm on Zoom all the time and recording some of those things and putting them up on YouTube. So I can't say I'm a Gangnam style success just yet, but I'm working on it.
Are online blogs or vlogs a successful business model for a side hustle?
Look, it is actually really tough.
Yeah, I thought so, because it's like so much. It's a flooded market.
Yeah, it is. And so, look, in reality, that they can be, but it's getting extremely hard, because in reality, you've got to really have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers or hits to be able to get any sort of revenue from advertising. So it can be a successful model, but you've actually got to think really carefully about it and actually have a bit of a strategy.
How would you spot the difference between a hobby and something that's more serious, or a startup idea that's kind of coming off the ground?
Well, look, in some senses, you know, the internet is a great democratic tool, because, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, whether you're a big company or whether you're just a stay-at-home person. The number of followers who follow your idea or your site or your channel, you know, is entirely up to the followers. You know, no one can actually predict that. You know, a lot of companies spend a lot of money on high production value content and they don't get that many hits. And then someone just puts something up, which is a daughter singing a touching song, and all of a sudden there's millions of hits. And so in reality, it's very much measured by how many people are actually connecting and watching. And that is something that, in some senses, which is why it's a great democratic tool, is you can't actually predict that. And so that's really how you find out is if someone's getting enormous traffic to their site, that's a pretty good indication. And they may not have even intended it to be a business, but it just, some of these things, they just sort of take off, and it's about finding that right formula, that right bit of magic.
Yeah, it's often quite random. Look, when lockdowns started all over the world, we saw the likes of sourdough tutorials cropping up everywhere. How do you keep ahead of the trends or finding the next big online conversation?
Yeah, look, I mean, what I talk about, and I teach entrepreneurship at the University of Queensland, and what we know is that, look, online businesses are really no different to any other businesses. If you really want to cut through and get traction with customers or with humans, you've really got to solve a problem that people want solved that they're not getting solved at the moment. So if you've got a garden variety cooking program, well, look, that problem's been solved, you know, lots of times. And so in reality, the way to cut through is to keep an idea of what new trends are coming. Now, what's really handy at the moment is that because of this COVID thing, everything is changing. And what we know is that when you get a big disruption like this or like the GFC, it's like these big holes open up in the highway of business and internet and everything, and a whole heap of industries collapse into those things, and then you get a whole heap of new industries emerge. And so really it's about paying attention to some of those new problems or some of those new solutions which are opening up. And so if you looked at the at the environment, the community at the moment, there's enormous changes going on around education. You know, people are doing stay-at-home education now. There'll be some evidence that some of those people might actually, I mean, a lot of us are very frustrated by that, but some people might like it. There's a lot of things about working from home. So a lot of companies and a lot of opportunities are opening up. And so it's really about looking down the future and saying, well, what new things are opening up? I mean, who would have thought that there'd be, you know, YouTube channels around doing your makeup for a Zoom call? You know, so it's really about trying to observe what things are changing in our community, in our business and social sort of fabric. And then trying to see, well, what problems are people facing in those changes, and how can I help them solve those problems with a really innovative solution that no one's thought of before?
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
Cameron Turner is the University of Queensland's Entrepreneur in Residence. Pretty good title, hey?